Many people bought the book and are now watching the movie of the journey of writer Elizabeth Gilbert. She wrote Eat, Pray, Love about her eastward journey to Italy, India, and Bali, seeking to find herself after a difficult divorce. Film commentator Mia Mask says the movie follows a well-traveled path, one that maybe shouldn't be traveled so much.
In Eat, Pray, Love, Bali is Liz Gilbert's enchanted land where she finds emotional healing. The local people are simple, primitive, and mysterious.
You will come back to Bali.
She even befriends a Balinese medicine man she seeks out for wisdom and fortune telling.
You will live a long time, have many friends, many experiences. Also, you will lose all your money. Don't worry, you will get it all back again.
The journey was life-changing for Gilbert, but the film is filled with stereotypes about the East. It's timeless, otherworldly, incomprehensible, and waiting to be discovered by Westerners in search of self. This year, movies about women awakening to their true passions while traveling to the Middle East also include Cairo Time and Sex in the City 2. This trope is not limited to movies about 40-something women travelers. There are epic dramas, explosive thrillers, and lighthearted comedies that don't teach you anything new about Asia or the Middle East. Geopolitical thrillers like Syriana work another part of the stereotype. The Middle East is a land populated by duplicitous people and irrational behavior. In the midst of this chaos, Syriana tries to make Big Oil the villain.
A merger between two U.S. oil companies is taking place in Houston. The new company,
but the film ends up telling you exactly who and where the real problem is.
I'm trying to get undigested information.
Well, to the best of our ability.
India is now our ally. Russia is now our ally. Even China will be an ally. Everybody between Morocco and Pakistan is the problem.
Syriana places the irrational Gulf region at the center of global conflict, like the films Babel, The Kingdom, and Traitor. Then there are the epic swashbucklers like Alexander, Kingdom of Heaven, 300, and Prince of Persia. They transport you to arid landscapes for action-packed sword and sandal crusading. But Alexander ultimately confirms the idea that the West is the birthplace of civilization and the East is barbaric land.
Master!
Yeah, well, out with it, out with it.
Why are the Persians so cruel?
Oh, come on,
that is not the subject for today, Nearchus, but it is true. The Oriental races are known for their barbarity and their slavish devotion to their senses.
Orientalism is the term academics have given this age-old pattern of depicting Middle and Far Easterners as primitive others.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place.
Nearly 20 years ago, Disney got in trouble for its original Aladdin lyrics.
And immense, and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
Groups like the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee protested these lyrics. Well, nobody's protesting Eat, Pray, Love or saying that you should. After all, it's kinder, gentler, and subtler than Aladdin, but it operates with the same Orientalist repertoire. It may not warrant protest, but its proximity to Orientalist tropes should make you think twice.
Mia Mask is the author of Divas on Screen, Black Women in American Film. She teaches at Vassar College.